Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the Afternoon All Local.
In McKinney, that after that UPS driver crashed on 121 last week. This was a big story, and a union says the driver experienced heat exhaustion. That when he called in, expressed concerns about his symptoms, he was told to drive back. The Teamsters say they're protesting because UPS isn't following through on their contract, which calls for air-conditioned trucks. NBC5 reporter Alana Quillen, she's in McKinney right now at this protest, and she joins us live.
Yeah, those workers, they were out in force earlier chanting things like, make UPS feel the heat, but I will say their rally is over now since many of them had to clock in for their shift today. But this has been a serious issue for UPS workers for many years. They have had to just adapt to dangerous heat in places like Texas. And like you mentioned, tensions have really come to a head lately as more of these heat-related incidents have been stacking up over the last two summers, most recently with the crash of that UPS driver that you mentioned who passed out behind the wheel due to heat, according to the union. They were saying that he had experienced heat-related symptoms and was told to bring the truck back to the facility instead of being provided with medical assistance. And this is the third heat-related incident that they've seen in recent months just at this UPS facility here in McKinney. So today, workers at the rally, they were telling me that most of the UPS trucks we all see on the road, they do not have air conditioning. It's just a cost-saving measure for their job that makes many stops. It's just part of their reality. The union has fought for many improvements, including this past year, they were able to install fans for the first time as a requirement in those trucks. And then last year, the company agreed on that contract with the union to finally put AC in all new delivery trucks purchased this year. But that's the key word, new delivery trucks purchased. That's the problem workers have now because there's no requirement to replace existing trucks with these new AC units. They have to be ordered as trucks fall out of service and need to be replaced with a new one.
So this is a question of attrition, then. You got to get rid of the old ones before the new air-conditioned ones can get in.
You know, and that's what I was asking. I can't believe in Texas. Have you gotten any explanation as to why they didn't have ACs in these things or why they didn't even have a fan?
Exactly. That's something the union has been fighting for years, surprisingly. And I'll tell you, you know, my own father was a delivery truck driver for FedEx for 40 years. I have no idea how he did it. He retired some years ago, but it's a tough job. I mean, they don't have air conditioning in those trucks. One of the workers today was telling me it gets up to 140 degrees in the back where all the packages are. And again, it's just cost saving. They make many stops throughout the day. To have AC units in these trucks would mean a lot of repairs that would need to be made because of the wear and tear that's made on them and just the amount of miles they drive. But I will say, you know, we reached out to UPS for a statement this morning, and they told us that so far they are on plan or ahead of schedule on their contract commitments, specifically on the air-conditioned vehicles. They say hundreds of AC vehicles are on the road nationwide. That doesn't seem like a whole lot, you know, considering across the entire country, but they say they're continuing to buy and deploy more AC trucks as quickly as possible. They also told us that they're investing over $400 million in safety training, and they also, that includes specialized cooling gear and other equipment to help drivers. But some of these drivers, you know, just to survive their shift for the past many years, they've just had to buy their own stuff to survive. One of them told me he had this little portable cooler unit where you pour water in it, some cold water in it, and it just blows cool air on him. So he has to kind of create his own little AC unit in his truck.
Wow.
And he's been doing it for 24 years.
They have to get creative just not to be overcome by the heat. Is this this protest this morning? So is this a one and done, or will more protests be taking place?
We could see more. It depends on what comes out of these talks between the union and the company. Now, the union even said this morning they were not aware of the updates on the deployment of these AC trucks. They had not been notified or updated on kind of where that stands yet. The company has sent a statement to media, though, and so we have that information, but they're waiting to see what happens, and I would not be surprised if we see more because the summer is far from over. If they've already had three incidents just from this one facility this year, we don't know what's more to come as the weeks continue on.
Good enough. Alana, listen, thank you so much. Really appreciate it, as always. It's NBC5 reporter Alana Quillen. The Cowboys have introduced some new food items at AT&T Stadium, and just like the State Fair food, we're all for it.
Absolutely.
We all want to die young, right?
Only the good die young.
Here are some descriptions of a few of these items you're going to be able to buy at Cowboys games this season, including buffalo chicken empanadas, Wagyu burgers, flatbreads, and a steak sandwich, new steak sandwich.
We have some buffalo chicken empanadas that are handmade by a local company that we love. And they are delicious. Then we have our Wagyu truffle burger. So this is a Wagyu patty, a truffle aioli. We've got some arugula, some fried onions, and then it's got a brioche bun that is baked by a local baker that we have used for a long time here at the stadium. And then we have some flatbreads that are available. So we have Italian sausage and roasted red pepper. Then we have our four cheese, and then we have the buffalo chicken and bacon. And then this is our honey bourbon steak sandwich. So it's got a garlic aioli, some arugula. We've got some steak tips that we have marinated in a honey bourbon marinade.
Okay.
And also have the glaze. And then we have some Dijon onions, some provolone cheese. Oh. That one is just, you've got to try it. It's amazing.
You get the feeling that they're just making stuff up. Just cooking anything they can get their hands on and see if it works. Then we get a tequila lime chicken sandwich, a buffalo chicken sandwich. How about this? Buffalo chicken sandwich with flaming hot Cheetos. And wait until the end.
Then we have our tequila lime chicken sandwich. So this is a chicken breast that we marinated in the tequila lime marinade. And then we grilled it on the grill to perfection. And then we added some bacon, some pepper jack cheese, lettuce, tomato. This is actually one of my favorite things that we added. Then we have our buffalo chicken sandwich. Actually, it's our Ruffles buffalo chicken sandwich. So this one is a play on our sponsorship with Frito-Lay. And so we added the Flamin' Hot Barbecue Ruffles to this one. And it gives it a nice crunch, and it also helps kind of elevate the buffalo flavor in there too. It's not too spicy, but it's got a nice kick. Then this is our pizza burger. So this one, it's
monstrosity.
Two pizzas, and then it's got a 16-ounce Angus beef patty with lettuce, tomato, pizza sauce, and some cheese. So
wow.
This is obviously a shareable item.
Shareable.
But I know there's going to be people that try to eat it themselves. So that's always fun.
We're looking at the picture of that, Ray. That's ridiculous.
That thing is huge, man.
It's instead of buns, it's little pizzas.
That's right.
For on the top and the top and bottom buns.
16 ounce.
Woo! That's an angioplasty starter kit. And who knows how much it costs? We're trying to find the prices or something.
They didn't say that in the presentation because then they'd be like turning their.
It's like a fancy car. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
That's right.
So what about desserts?
We have this is our churro waffle. So it's a waffle that we just toss in cinnamon sugar like you would a traditional churro. Glazed it with some caramel sauce and then topped it off. And then this one is something that is very unique. And believe it or not, it actually tastes good together. It's a Fritos sundae. So it's Fritos that we sprinkle with some cinnamon sugar. We have bluebell ice cream on top, vanilla. We top it with chocolate, caramel, sprinkles, and of course the cherry on top. And then we also have a strawberry kiwi yogurt parfait. This one's going to also be available at grab-and-go locations and on the vegan vegetarian carts upstairs as well. But this is a vanilla non-fat Greek yogurt that we put some strawberry puree in the bottom to make it look real pretty. And then topped it off with strawberry kiwi, and then we have a coconut granola on top.
Ooh.
And then our last item that we're adding is the Oops All Berries waffle.
Okay, so, here we go.
Again, a play with our sponsorship with Frito-Lay, the Captain Crunch Oops All Berries. So we have a house-made berry syrup that we just sprinkle or we
trying
drizzle
to kill
on top
us.
Of the waffle. And then we have just some of the crushed Oops All Berries on top for the crunch and for the color.
I'm glad they finally found a use for the Captain Crunch Oops All Berries because nobody buys that stuff.
Well, they're going to put it all over this
thing. They're going to sprinkle it all over this waffle. And this Fritos sundae.
And it's on a sundae on top of Fritos chips.
Call me crazy, but I never would have thought of a dish with Fritos and maraschino cherries and sprinkles.
And that's a huge cherry on top.
Wow.
Okay. That's going to be $50.
Probably will be. All this stuff.
And you're going to pay for it afterwards. I guarantee it.
So I found this on Yahoo.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They've got pictures of all this stuff, and they tell you where you can buy it all as well.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing I wanted to add. You can't get all this food at the same
right.
every place. You got to go to
really,
specific locations.
For most of this stuff, there's just one or two locations around the stadium.
Yeah.
So you got to know where you're going, and you may have to walk a little bit.
That heat continues throughout the state,
And record electricity demand challenges the grid.
Dangerous excessive heat warnings throughout Texas through Thursday night has left many struggling to find ways to stay cool.
The water in the sprinkler system is hot.
Stay inside. I hope we'll get some rain soon.
Unfortunately, no chance of rain forecast at least through the weekend.
Records will be broken in Abilene, Austin, and San Antonio with afternoon highs anywhere between 105 and 109 degrees. Heat index values approaching 115.
Fortunately, strong solar power generation is propping up the state's electric grid.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And let's take a look at the Texas power grid. Everything looks normal today. It's usually pretty good during the day. It's right when the sun starts to go down, normally around the 7, 8 o'clock hour when we start to get a little bit tight there. But for the most part, everything is fine. KRLD News, of course, tracking the grid for you this summer.
Today, McKinney, the Teamsters picketed outside the UPS building. They're demanding AC in the trucks.
Workers at today's rally tell me most of the UPS trucks that we see on the road have no air conditioning. Last year, the company agreed on a contract with the union to finally put AC in all new delivery trucks purchased in 2024 and beyond. But that's the problem the workers have now. There is no requirement to replace existing trucks with these new AC units until those older trucks are phased out.
I've worked here for 10 years. I've had my truck for 7 years. I don't expect it would get replaced in the next 10 years before I retire.
We did reach out to the UPS company for a statement. They say so far they are on plan or ahead of schedule on their contract commitments. We're told so far they have hundreds of air-conditioned vehicles on the road nationwide and are continuing to buy and deploy more as quickly as possible.
That's Alana Quillen reporting from NBC5.
An Arlington shared ride driver survives a surreal carjacking that took him all the way to the suburbs of Miami. KRLD's LB Phillips has been sorting through the details.
According to a federal arrest affidavit, a man named Miguel Pastran Hernandez called for a rideshare driver at a closed gas station in Arlington Saturday morning. The warrant says Pastran then carjacked and kidnapped the driver and forced them to drive for 3 days. The trip ended in Hialeah, Florida, when the driver was finally able to get into the bathroom of a Dollar General store and lock the door. Police were called, and the affidavit says Pastran took off on foot. He was arrested about 3 hours later in Hollywood, Florida, some 30 miles away. The affidavit says Pastran intended to kidnap a second person and demand a $3 million ransom. Pastran is being held on federal charges of carjacking, kidnapping, and a couple of weapons offenses. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dow City leaders get an update on a problem that hurts the budget, overtime pay for cops and firefighters.
Last year, the city spent $11 million more than budgeted for police overtime and an extra $13 million for the fire department. The issue is simple, according to police and fire. They simply don't have the manpower that they need. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia says they're working on improving recruiting and retention efforts to help ease the financial burden.
Recruiting incentives only help recruiting. Retention incentives help both recruiting and retention. And so we do feel that we're heading in the right direction, as we have seen that attrition numbers have started to decline while academy numbers have risen.
But Councilwoman Paula Blackman says the overtime issue is not just a financial problem.
You have somebody working 16 hours a day or plus, or even up to 10 in this kind of job, that can really weigh on your mental self. And so you don't want somebody to go through that.
Priority 1 calls in Dallas have increased 26% since 2018, but sworn officers only went up by 2%. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.